Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. The Washington Capitals win in a shootout last night over the Hurricanes 5-4 to claim first place in the Eastern Conference standings for the NHL postseason. So, you want to get to the finals. You want to get to the finals to lift Lord Stanley's Cup. You got to come through Washington. Capitals get back on the ice Saturday 12:30 against the Blue Jackets. And last Sunday, Alex Ovechkin completed the chase for greatness. The hunt for history, he accomplished it all with goal 895. He had two on Friday, 893 and 894, and then on Sunday, nationally televised game on True TV with the OV cam on TNT. You saw him net goal 895 on a power play. Let's once again take a listen to that historic call.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
And it's so cool. He did it in the exact same number of games that it took Wayne Gretzky to get 894. He did it against the exact same team of the Islanders. And you know, Gretzky set the record in 1994 and then retired in 99. And for 20-plus years, people thought that that record would never be broken. And now it's led to a whole other discussion of which will be the next major sports record to be broken. Matt Velasquez with the latest here. And I think this is a very interesting article. And we can chime in, 833-804-0910. Call into Stub and give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at AWOD Radio. We'll start in the NFL. The current record holder for passing yards, Tom Brady, 89,214. Patrick Mahomes is currently sitting at 32,352, and according to the article, Velasquez predicts Mahomes could break that record by 2037. Yes or no? Does Patrick Mahomes eventually break Tom Brady's career passing yards record? I would say yes. I could see Mahomes playing to 2037. Like, a lot of these predictions are going to be 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years down the line. I could see Mahomes lasting, maybe not as long as Brady, but, you know, He also had a better start than Brady. So I could see him breaking that record. I would give it a yes for Mahomes. Stub, you want to go yes or do you want to go
I'm
no?
I'm going to go yes with Mahomes. I think that's a very sustainable thing he's got going on here, and he's off to a good start, that's for sure.
The record holder in the NBA for most points, LeBron James, 42,115. The challenger, his new teammate, Luka Doncic, who currently has 12,771 points. The prediction is Luka breaks it by 2038. I'm here to tell you, I don't think that happens. You know, that was part
that's
of the reason why
me.
Dallas traded Luka Doncic, is they don't believe that he has the longevity of a guy like LeBron James, of some of the greatest stars in the NBA. They pointed to his lack of workouts. There was an article that talked about how he took too long to recover from a calf injury. There's talk that he loves beers and hookah. I think he's a great player. I don't think that stuff's holding him back from winning a title. I just don't think he stays around to 2038 to break LeBron James' record. The current three-point record holder in the NBA is Steph Curry, 4,041, and that number is going to get up to probably 5,000 by the time he's all said and done. The challenger, Anthony Edwards, with 1,092 three-pointers. I don't think Edwards ever breaks the record, number one, because Curry's going to keep raising that bar over and over again, as he just put up 52 points like a week ago with 12 three-pointers made. And Anthony Edwards' game is much more than just a three-point shooter, so I'm going to say no, he will not pass that record.
There's no shot. Ever. Or like decades and decades that LeBron's gets passed.
They were talking Curry's three-point record. Now, not going to happen because he's still playing. Over to the NHL, the new record holder in goals is Alex Ovechkin with 895. Austin Matthews already has 398 goals, and he is the challenger, predicted to break the record by 2037. I'm very interested to see how this one plays out, because I think Matthews has had a fantastic start to his career, but can he stay as healthy as Ovi has? I mean, that's the biggest reason why Ovi was able to break the record. You know, it's not like he had a 90-goal season like Gretzky did, but he's consistently had 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 50, 40, 40, 40, over and over and over again. I'm going to say Matthews will not stay healthy enough to break Alex Ovechkin's record. Jerry Rice is the record holder in receiving yards in the National Football League with 22,895. The chase is on for Justin Jefferson. The article says he could break the record by 2039. Stubb, do you see Justin Jefferson playing another 14 years in the NFL and breaking Jerry Rice's record?
I kind of don't. I think Justin Jefferson is absolutely incredible, but with the way he's playing and how much they rely on him, I just don't see. It's going to be so much to sustain that level.
I'm going to say yes. I don't think Justin Jefferson will ever be as good as Jerry Rice, but like, there's something to the fact he's the man in Minnesota. It's not even close. You know, he just had a fantastic season. Now, I get it. There's a change of quarterback now, and there's a bit of a question mark about that, but I'm going to say yes. I think he's had a unbelievable start to his career. I think he's on a good pace right now to break that record. Record holder in the NBA for blocks, Hakeem Olajuwon, 3,830. Victor Wembanyama already has 430. I think he breaks the record. He's just a freak, the alien. We've never seen anything like that before in terms of block shots. Bruce Smith sacks is 200. T.J. Watt has 108. I don't think he breaks that record. Russell Westbrook's triple doubles at 203 will absolutely be broken by Nikola Jokic. Maybe as soon as next season or the year after that. He's at 162 triple-doubles right now, and they are currently teammates. So if you want to chime in, who will be the next major record breaker, you can chime in. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. On Fridays, usually, we roll, broadcasting live from River City Roll, but today we are at Bar West. But we will get a little River City Roll action in, as that's who's joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Marketing Director Heather is with us. What's going on, Heather? How are you today?
Hey, Adam. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I love the atmosphere here at Bar West. I mean, I could do my show here every week. It's a ton of fun being here. But I want to hear about the 7-year anniversary block party going on Saturday at River City Roll.
Absolutely. We are super excited to celebrate our lucky number 7 anniversary tomorrow. It looks like the weather is going to break for us. Looking like no rain right now, but we're partying outside in our parking lot. We've got lots of local artisans and vendors. We have family-friendly activities like, you know, bounce house, face paint. We're doing piñatas every hour, great prizes, and everything will benefit Rack Shelter.
That's awesome to hear, and I think you guys always do a fantastic job when you open up the parking lot for some of your events, and it's always a great time, and there's nothing like drinking a beer outside. I know my friends, you can't get them to sit down when they start drinking. They love to stand and walk around, so that's why I'm really looking forward to the block party at River City Roll tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're super excited as well. We've got things for adults and kids and pets alike. So, you know, bring the whole family. It's the Monument 10K tomorrow, so we're anticipating a really good crowd. And we've got a little something for everyone.
I love to hear that. Can you give me some details of the piñata challenge? Because that's like my favorite thing. Growing up at birthday parties, it was like the number one thing on my mind. I didn't care about getting the candy from inside of it. I just wanted to smack that thing and get it open. We've been bringing a football piñata to football festival the last few years at River City Roll. So tell us about this piñata challenge.
Yeah, so we have a piñata for every hour. And with every hour, the prizes get bigger and bigger. They will be not only filled with candy, but also like little Tito's Christmas ornaments. We have gift cards to River City Roll as well as Bar West. We have a grand prize winner of $500 towards River City Roll, whether it be bowling, food, or drinks. I think all in all, we have up to $1,000 that is up for grabs. It's $2 a hit, and every $2 will go towards the Richmond Animal Care and Control. We also have several other carnival games that will also benefit Rack Shelter.
That's so great, and it's going to support Richmond Animal Care and Control Rack, and you've done, you know, events in the past with SPCA. Can you kind of give my audience some history of why River City Roll has decided to help out animals and dogs here in Richmond so much?
Well, I might be a little bit biased, but I love animals. I've had several dogs, several cats. Most of them have been I've either gotten from Rack Shelter, RAL, SPCA. The animals are family to us. They're not just a pet. I look at my dog and my cat both as my children. I have 2 sons, and they're amazing. I have a dog named Jameson and a cat named Ollie. They're best friends. And, you know, it's just so much, we don't give animals enough credit. They are our best friends, our saviors, and we can't do enough for them. So, you know, Rack Shelter has done a fantastic job helping pets in the community to get the care that they need, and as well as helping them to find the homes that they need and deserve.
And it's going to be a full day of fun and celebrating the 7-year anniversary, all while supporting RAC, Richmond Animal Care and Control. And Heather, while we've got you here, my social media last week was blowing up with the photos I took of the Easter Bunny bowling down the lanes at River City Roll. So what's going on the following weekend?
Oh my gosh, we're super excited about this. Yeah, we had Ken, who is a professional bowler, mind you, bowling strikes in an Easter Bunny suit. So we will have the Easter Bunny. I don't know if he'll be bowling on Easter Sunday, but he will be present, walking around helping the kids with a scavenger hunt. We'll have a kids menu where kids will eat half off that day for brunch as well as dinner. Lots of activities, lots of giveaways. Every kid gets an Easter egg with a free goodie inside. That will start at 10:30 in the morning, Easter Sunday.
We have the marketing director from River City Roll, Heather, with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. And I wanted to give a shout-out to all of your staff at River City Roll. I mean, they're so fantastic to me every Friday when I come back on Saturday night with my friends. They make me feel like River City royalty. I love the people behind the bar, all the wait staff as well. Ben is my guy, so I wanted to give Ben a shout-out. But your staff does a fantastic job, Heather.
I appreciate that. And you are royalty to us. So, you know, we appreciate the patronage and, you know, we love seeing your face in River City Roll as often as possible. Am I going to see you at River City Roll for the anniversary party tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to have to keep me away from the carnival games because I think I could do that for hours.
I love that.
So it's going to be a ton of fun. So one more time here, remind the audience of all the activities you've got going on. I know there will be face painting, cornhole, a bounce house, all this great stuff. 12 to 6 at River City Roll.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 12 to 6, River City Roll in the parking lot. We'll also be open for regular business inside with bowling, full-service restaurant and bar. We'll have tacos and burritos outside. We have live music by Inside Out Band, as well as Billy Crystal Fingers DJing to kick off the event. Jonathan the Juggler will be there at 1 p.m., so do not miss out. This event is going to be fantastic and fun for everyone.
Thank you so much, Heather. I'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adam. See you then.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Today, all roads lead west. We're broadcasting live from Bar West off of Grove Avenue here in Richmond, Virginia. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to do a little Commander's Corner with us, it's Craig Hoffman. What's going on, Craig?
What's up, AWOD? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And, you know, I've been kind of doing a bunch of mock drafts every night, having some fun with my friends. We did a 4-round mock draft yesterday, and our goal was to try to trade back as much as possible and acquire more and more picks. What do you think about 29 overall? What are the possibilities? What are the percentage chances right now you'd say that Washington makes a selection at 29?
I think the chances they make it are probably like 75-80%. The chances they want to make it are like 5. Because the reality is this draft is loaded with kind of fringe first round, second round type of players. And so when you're sitting there at the back end of the first round, of course you would like to move back knowing that there's a clump of players that you could get 5 picks, 6 picks, 10 picks later and accumulate extra draft capital. The problem is everybody else is in the same boat. So you have to be able to find a trade partner. Now, if Shedeur Sanders falls and or Jackson Dart is still available, is there a chance that a team wants to trade up and get their quarterback with the fifth-year option on the contract? So a first-round pick comes with an extra year attached to it, the way the contracts are structured. Yeah, there's a possibility. I could also see if a team wants, like, Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle, out of Ohio State. They think he's a long-term solution. They want that extra fifth-year option at what is a very expensive position, and to have an extra year of rookie money is a huge discount in that fifth year. Yeah, I could see that happening. Wide receiver, whatever. There's definite possibilities, but I think in a draft where there's not a ton of blue chip talent, some of the big expensive positions are a little thinner. They're going to want to trade out, but I don't know if there's going to be a possibility to actually do it.
Yeah, I think it's probably most likely they draft an edge rusher, and then I wonder, what do you think is more important, running back or wide receiver? Michael Phillips has been pushing running back. I would push wide receiver as something I think would be more important, that you could get a player of great value in the second round there.
No, I totally agree. I think wide receiver, especially at 29, I'm looking much more wide receiver. And frankly, even at 61, I'm probably looking more wide receiver if there's someone available. Because there are, I'm trying to remember the numbers, I was looking at a bunch of them last night, but I think on Dane Brugler's top 100, he's got, or on his running back list, he's got 20 guys with fourth round grades or better. Like, that's an insane number. The depth in this running back class is outrageous. So the ability of getting a genuinely good player, someone who could play minutes for you immediately, of a power back, a speed back, a guy who's got great hands, a guy who can't catch the ball at all but is a great runner, like, pick your style. That guy's available in some decent version in the fourth or fifth round. I don't know how many guys are available fourth or fifth round that can play NFL receiver immediately. I mean, Luke McCaffrey last year, you know, he's a late third rounder, and he struggled to adapt on some level as a rookie and be as impactful and reliable as they wanted him to be. But that's also why you're a third rounder. That's not a shot at Luke. It's just like that's the reality of this league. Whereas at 29, you know, we did our first mock draft as a show yesterday on the air, and I wound up picking for the Commanders. I had the odd picks. Anthony, my producer, had the even picks. And the way the board fell, I took Emeka Egbuka, the receiver out of Ohio State. I think he's a really good fit in Washington, just a super professional receiver. His ceiling might be a little lower, but, like, he can play right now, and he can play multiple spots, which next to Terry and Debo, like, that's an ideal fit in a lot of ways. So I could see them going wide receiver early if all of the edges are off the board. But I certainly think if they can get one of Shamar Stewart, Donovan Azaraku, et cetera, Mikel Williams to fall to 29, I would be sprinting to the podium for those guys.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check him out daily on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at AWOD Radio. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. And, Craig, you're going to like this. Just received a DM from Michael who says, I'm a big fan of Craig Hoffman and the Take Command podcast. Can you give him my mock draft and let him and ask him to chime in here? So he had Washington drafting Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. They must have traded back because they also got safety Xavier Watts. Then edge rusher Braden Swenson, Cameron Scataboo at pick 95, and closed out with Dorian Strong out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, Golden's a really interesting player. We had a guy that Matthew would be familiar with, or Michael, sorry, would be familiar with if he listens to the show, Jeremy Green, who was on with us, tremendous draft analyst. And he kind of scared me on Golden, because the idea of Golden is great, right? He's got 4.29 speed. He's a pretty smooth route runner. And you're like, all right, well, sign me up for that. But his production was just not very good in college. And when you look at the best guys in college or the best guys in the pros and like their production levels in college, they produce in college. And so the lack of production scares the daylights out of me with Golden, but also at 29, the raw tools and what he did do, like that, it's not like you're drafting him at 10. Like if I'm the Cowboys at 12, where he is being mocked a lot, I don't know that I want to do that. At 29, that's a risk I'm willing to take. So I like that. You know, the Scadabo pick is really interesting. I think Dane Brugler has him as like his 12th or 13th back. Trevor Sikkema at PFF's got him as his third back. So when we talk about the running back stuff, like that is a huge deal in terms of the variety of different kinds of backs, what you're looking for, and the differences in opinion on those guys. You know, getting a safety, don't hate that for depth. I think that overall is, you know, solid use of the pitch. You get an edge rusher a little bit later. I think that's necessary, obviously. So I think all the positions are right, and we're just going to see how the board falls on draft day/draft days.
Craig, last question here. Who is your personal favorite player? Not guy that's going to go to the Commanders, not a guy that might even go number one, but who's your personal favorite player in this year's draft?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I've focused so much more of my energy on guys that I think Washington can have. So like a lot of the top players in this draft, I actually haven't spent a lot of time with, because I just don't like, they ain't getting Abdul Carter. They're not getting Travis Hunter. I think Hunter's fascinating, because I think skill wise, he could genuinely play both ways in the pros. But I am so fascinated by just understanding logistics of how the NFL works, how you would possibly do that. Game plans are so much more sophisticated in the NFL than in college. And that's not me saying Travis Hunter can't handle a game plan in the NFL. It's they are meeting at the same time, offensively and defensively, to go over all of these details. He can't be in two places at once. So if you want to try to use him both ways, how do you structure his day and his week to maximize his value? That to me is endlessly fascinating, and how the different teams might use him. I would probably use him mostly as a corner with a small package of offensive plays, but I could see trying to make the argument the other way too. So I'll go Hunter for those reasons, because I'm just genuinely fascinated by how his life in the league is going to be.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and I'm with you on playing him as cornerback. You heard it here first. My guy is Ashton Jeanty. I think he's going to take over the league.
Great choice. He's sick.
I really appreciate the time, man. Wish we could talk more on the Commanders, but we've got to run to a Masters update. Thank you so much for the time, man.
We're running those on our show too, Adam. I understand.
Yeah, we feel it. We want to do content, but we got to run the break. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Us at 910 The Fan are sports lovers. Any kind of competition that's on TV, I'm going to tune in. We got the Masters going on right now throughout the rest of the weekend, and every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the weekend on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah,
right back and I'm here. So, Stubb, I ran my moral victory take for the Washington Nationals, and they lost to the Dodgers by a couple of my friends, and they did agree with me. I mean, the young Nats lineup has been really good to start the season, C.J. Abrams and James Wood in particular, and the Nats won two straight series. They went 2 of 3 overall over the World Series champion L.A. Dodgers. And in the lone defeat, they fought hard and came back from an early first-inning deficit and then took the lead in the third. It was the relief pitching that let them down. But I think the starting pitching has been a bright spot as well. And so my eyes are on the Washington Nationals this weekend. 3-game series with the Miami Marlins. I think the Nats are a better roster, a chance to win yet another series early on here in the season in April. First pitch 7:10 tonight, Saturday 4 p.m., Sunday 1 p.m. Saturday, you also have the Monument 10K. here in Richmond, then come down to RCR for River City Rolls anniversary party. Masters action all weekend long. I personally am rooting for Rory McIlroy. That's the guy I want to win the green jacket this weekend. And then we got the Caps in action. Even though they've already wrapped up first place in the Eastern Conference standings, I love that. They've got a game this weekend as well. So, Stubb, what is your choice here on game day? What are you
going with? I really would love the O's to bounce back here against the Blue Jays. Their best game so far has been the opening game, and that was against the Blue Jays, so hopefully we can correct ship a little bit here.
All right, so we're both choosing some Major League chew, some MLB to keep our eyes on. Stubb with the O's, I'm with the Washington Nationals. First pitch tonight, 7:10 against the Miami Marlins. You can hear it on The Fan. Grant Danny coming up next from Washington, D.C.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.